Welcome to Training Unleashed, the show that will help you design and deliver training that's off the chain and will make a difference. Now, here's your host, Evan Hackel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another very exciting episode of Training Unleashed. I have a really great guest, Mike Farrell. He's the CEO of GreenLead. And it's interesting because I think this is the first time I'm ever going to talk about this topic. But I think this topic is really an interesting topic for everyone here in the audience, because many times we get to make a decision in companies. Do we build it ourselves, train it, or do we outsource it? So Mike's company, GreenLeaves, is one of the nation's biggest and best companies for helping generate leads for organizations. And they work with big companies like IBM. And so the relevance here is to really understand, why would you, as a company, outsource anything, in this particular case, leads? But it's not really, the conversation today isn't really about leads. It just happens to be what Mike does. Or do you build it yourself? So Mike, I start off with a simple question. I'm sure you get asked all the time, you know, why do I want to outsource a lead generation company, SDRs, all the things you offer, versus build it myself, where I know I have people that are going to be with me for a long time. And I would assume ultimately cheaper, because you're making a profit. At least I hope you're making a profit. I assume you're making a profit. So why'd somebody choose to outsource?
That's a great question, Evan. The reality is we actually coexist with a lot of other internal staff. Honestly, in most cases, when you're talking about our medium-sized companies and large enterprises, like you mentioned, IBM, startup companies we work with in the tech space, we may be their only outsourced or outbound marketing effort. But the reality is, that is a question that companies need to ask. And in some cases, it's they don't have the staff and expertise in the startups. Because they're young and not a super mature organization, either in the marketing department or the sales department, they may not have the technology tools. They may not have the know-how. And guess what? They may not have the training, right? Because it requires onboarding these folks, requires an immense amount of training. We have training curriculum that, 20, 30 subjects in course material. So that has taken us 14 years to develop that and to really be able to have that ongoing. So it's not just onboarding them, it's the ongoing training. And the model, there's companies out there with different models. Our model is we definitely have experienced people, but they still need training and coaching and continuous learning. A lot of companies in our arena and a lot of startup technology companies hire, young people right out of college. And that's a perfectly fine model. Be ready for a lot of turnover because, young people right out of college are trying to figure out what they want to do in the career. But if you have the training for them that develop course curriculum that they need to just understand how to call into a C-level person at a Fortune 500 company, understand what their pains and challenges are. And then their talent.
I'm gonna summarize everything you just said into two words, safety and opportunity. Safety from the perspective that they're hiring a company that has a proven track record, where if you build it yourself, you don't have a proven track record. And I'll add a third word, speed.
I was just going to say, for startup companies in particular, they need speed to market.
Yeah, and the speed of development. Because if you're going to do this yourself, And again, we're talking leads, but it could be a lot of different things. And, you know, in some cases it can be, you know, marketing department versus outsourcing agencies, you know, a lot of different areas. But if you found a talented person and, you know, maybe someone from Mike's company that you could hire, I'm not encouraging him to find any, I'm just making an example. Even so, you don't know for certain that person really knows what they said they know. I mean, how many times do we interview people and they don't really provide? Secondly, you don't know that you're going to be able to create the experience, the training, the expertise that you need to have. And then it's going to take you a ton longer to build it all.
Yep.
And the opportunity loss is that time duration.
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
So what did it cost you in lost business in your example in time duration? So let's just take a second here, because this is a training group. Talk about how you do train people. And what I want you to do is actually like take it from a practical perspective. So let's just pretend for a second that my company, Total Training, wants to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's not say wants to, we have hired you. Okay. We have engaged you. And our, you know, listeners, I hope you know what we do at Total Training, but to summarize it, we have a learning management system. And then we have professional services where we develop and create e-learning courses. We are not subject matter experts. We depend on our customers. So like if Mike was to hire us on the training side, Mike would say, I want e-learning. I want to have a great interactive experience. And I want to be able to train a lot of people. I want to be able to document it, track it. Mike would come to us. We would build that kind of training. So Mike, the customer that I look for is typically a Fortune 1000 company with a training department that is looking for training expertise. Likely a lot of cases has a learning management system, but they're unhappy with it and or needs course development. Mm-hmm. And I also work with franchise organizations, and by their nature, their system might be large, but they are not themselves that large.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about me. And we're really focusing now on what you do to get the information you need and how you train your people to work within my environment in this mm-hmm. role. That makes sense?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So onboarding, we would onboard you, and we would, you know, have a call to start the knowledge transfer, right? So you would have to give us some of that knowledge about your product, your service, your methodology. You know, obviously you probably have some marketing material, some content that you would provide for us. We would ingest that. We have a sales enablement person that it launches every client for us. We would synthesize that, because a lot of times marketing material is just got a lot of, you know, extraneous words in there, right? Because for the people that you're hiring us to do a job, they're outbound calling, they're cold calling. So we have to synthesize your message, your value proposition, into a very crisp message. So we get someone on the phone, we can keep their attention. You know, we can grab their attention and then guide them through a conversation and get them engaged in a conversation to, you know, get them interested in you know, taking an appointment with you, or if we're offering up a piece of marketing content, or if we're offering them to attend an event, you know, and register them for the event. So that's a service we provide, but we have to take that in. And our enablement person is an expert at messaging. We'll synthesize that down. And then we would train our staff with that messaging along with you. We'd ask you to get on a 30-minute call with them to you know, so they can do some Q&A with you, and we'll do some role-playing of of the pitch. We don't call it a script, we call it a pitch, because it really has to become conversational. So we do a lot of practicing, right, with them before they get on the phone with live prospects. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it answered the start of it. So what I hear you're saying is you're really taking and discerning the key elements of the presentation. So you're creating talking points and you're educating a person so that they're not reading a script like a telemarketer does.
Right.
So I get now sort of the onboarding and the training of the people. What training do you do with your team so that they're up to speed and capable and being successful at making these outbound phone calls?
Yeah, let me speak specifically to, young folks out of school, right, out of college, getting into this role, because there's literally thousands of these jobs open right now and for technology firms, SDRs, BDRs, whatever they're called, because it is a go-to-market strategy for technology firms to do this. It takes 6 months in about 30 different topics of training to really get someone proficient, right? And part of it is you have to make sure you hire somebody that is has that curiosity to keep learning, right? And has that because they have to. It just takes that long. You try to condense it into 6 months as much as possible. But it's repetition, it's practice, it's getting on the phone, making those mistakes and course correcting and using technology. I don't know if your technology certainly would be, a platform would be super helpful, but also technology like, recording calls and listening to them. And there's I'm a fan of Exec Vision. There's Chorus and Gong are out there, conversational intelligence packages where Exec Vision we use, and it's you can see you visually see the whole conversation and where the opportunities missed were. Right, there's some AI built into these applications. So as a coach, as a trainer, and as a caller themselves, they can kind of coach themselves, it's like an athlete looking at their swing, right? A golfer or a baseball player or a football team looking at the game film, right? That's what those kind of technologies can bring to the training environment and try to accelerate that training. But it does take for those young folks out of school and for this SDR BDR role, it does take about, I would say 4 months if you got a really, you got that star with a lot of talent, but it really takes about 6 months for them to master and make all those mistakes and make those course corrections, right? But then guess what? We have experienced people doing this for 10, 20 years, and sometimes people get in slumps, and you gotta listen to those calls, and you have to, a lot of times they can self-assess because they have the experience. But there's so much changing now that we do twice a week, we do lunch and learns, even with our experienced people. So it's an ongoing.
So you're doing ongoing training.
It's a journey. Yeah, absolutely.
It's interesting, as I listen to you, I hope our listeners are sitting back and saying, even in our normal core business, are we doing some of these basic things? Right. If you're managing customer service people and you're training them, are you taping them? Are you letting them listen? Are you, I don't remember the name of the software you have, but I would imagine that software would apply for people doing, any kind of.
Any kind of phone.
I know one was Gong, because that name just sounded odd to me. I'm thinking Gong Show, but what were the names of those companies again?
Exec Vision is you know, one I have affinity to, and there's another one called Chorus.
Yeah. And then Gong.
Yeah, and then Gong. But and they're all, you know, they're all, you know, younger firms, venture capital backed. But this, the technology coming out for this training, for the training, and not, you know, we think of training as just an event. It's a journey, right? So, yeah. And the you're in the product you provide. You know, that's it's. There's so much coming in the technology space to support this, you know, the human learning experience.
Yeah, no, there's a tremendous amount.
Tortal Training's Learning Matter experts are passionate about designing effective solutions that move the needle. Whether your organization needs development of e-learning courses, instructor-led training, or assistance with creating optimized electronic versions of employee handbooks, our team can help. To learn more, visit tortal.com/learning-development.
I imagine you have turnover. Mm-hmm. And I would think in the field you're in, you have a high turnover rate. Is that true or not true?
As I said, there's two parts of our business. The appointment setting part of our business, we're hiring typically more experienced people. On the lead generation, which is more script reading, right? You're hiring more of a younger person. That's where the turnover is, right? And because people try it and they don't like it, or you know, it's just not their skill set. Even though you try to filter those out on the interviewing side, right? And it takes for the individual, you know, in terms of it starts with recruiting the right person, right? Just like in athletics, right? You gotta recruit the right athletes that have some skill, have some basic skills. But I, you know, you look for, you know, that stick to itiveness, that, you know, intrinsic motivation that they're going to, you know, go, because they're going to go through those peaks and valleys emotionally of, you know, rejection and so forth. So they have to have that end goal in mind for themselves. But they also have to, I say, you have to own your own personal development. This is your career. You have to seek help, ask for help, study, you know, we give you these tools so you can actually, you know, master your own craft. And, you know, we have a Slack channel set up where they can interact with their colleagues, because we are a totally remote company. So,
yeah. So what I was thinking when I was asking the question is, of course, there's turnover. Almost every industry has turnover. Not almost, all industries have turnover. People don't stay in their jobs forever. But what you're doing is you're providing training growth opportunities. So you're, I would assume, less likely to have the same level of turnover as a company that doesn't have the skill set to really focus on training, nurturing, because that's not their core competency as a business.
Yeah, absolutely. If a company doesn't provide, it's a support mechanism, right? The company is investing in that person's success and their career progression, right? And their career development. You know, and obviously it's a benefit to it's a win-win. The benefit to the company is they get a more productive employee, and they can reduce that turnover time frame. So it's a win-win. So that investment in training really pays back in multiple ways.
So I'm going to say something to you that you might never have thought of. I'd be curious if you have. You're a training company that happens to sell appointment setting, because he's nodding his head yes. Most people are listening and not watching our TV show on C-Suite TV. Because your effectiveness is all based on the effectiveness of your team, which is based on your ability to make them productive and efficient. And if you weren't all about training, you couldn't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Rarely do you find, on a scale of 1 to 10, right? Rarely do you find a 10 that just, you know, doesn't need a whole lot of hand-holding or training, and You know, let's face it, those are the unicorns, right? Those are, you know, they just don't exist very, very often. You have to develop people. Now, people have to have some innate abilities.
Sure.
And have that tenacity, right? Those are attributes you try to identify in the recruiting process, right? You can't teach or you know, crack a whip for motivation, right? That doesn't work, right? You have to find the people that have that. But if you find those people that have those traits, and then you invest in their growth and development and skill development, it will pay off in retention, and it will pay off in productivity and profit. And you know what? It becomes part of your employer brand, right?
Yes.
This is a company invests in their staff.
So let me, because we're going to run out of time, let me kind of summarize the things I think I'm hearing from this presentation. And then you can fill in maybe the gaps I'm missing. Is in choosing between outsourcing and insourcing, you've got to ask yourself whether or not you have the expertise necessary. What's the length of time? You're much more likely to choose to outsource if you're a newer company and you don't have the bandwidth, because it's better to focus in other areas. And it's also more likely to outsource when the size of the company you're firming is relatively small. Because if your goal was to have, you know, and to have 1,000 people that were making appointment sets, your economics of doing it yourself and building it yourself would be different. And then it almost always would make sense to crawl, walk, run, outsource, see if it's effective, see if it works, et cetera, without the expense of building all the training, all the tools. And once it's up and running and successful, and you know it's successful, then you can start to question whether or not you want to start to insource some of the work or part of the work. I also say this, because I know a little bit about your business, is you get efficiencies because you have people working on multiple accounts that an individual business, unless it's large enough, wouldn't have. Is that kind of a good summary of that thought process of insourcing versus outsourcing?
Yeah, it's a very good summary. You know, I will add, you know, larger companies do use us for a point solution, right? They're inside, yeah. They have a lot of inside teams, but they're doing a lot of other things. And maybe they, you know, they need to launch this product or they new product, or they need to have these events to promote. And that's kind of where they hire companies like us to do that. Or if they just don't have enough staff, right? It's staff augmentation at that point.
Even big companies have small parts.
Yeah.
Right. Big companies are constantly trying out new business avenues, different places. And those divisions aren't the same as the bigger, larger division. And even in a big company, you could sit back and say, why don't we hire out the expertise here? Because we should spend our time with the field salespeople and improving their sales skills or customer service or support or what other area of the company that needs more attention. Because ultimately, everything is an opportunity cost, right?
Yes.
Do we invest in training here or do we invest in training here? And if there are limited amounts of training people and dollars, you've got to look and say, you know, what is the best utilization of our time? Yeah. And where do we have the greatest expertise?
Yeah, in our business, sales and, you know, sales and marketing, you brought up the early on, the speed, right? Speed to market. I've been involved with companies that were talking about doing this and they have an urgency. I mean, let's face it, sales executives, right? The sales leader and the marketing leader, they get a short leash, right? The average tenure of a sales leader in technology is like 18 months, you know? So it's like, speed is important when in terms of developing their sales pipeline, right?
Yeah.
So that is a big motivation to really look to, you know, use companies like our company.
Yeah. You know? So we're coming to the end and we've talked about your company a little bit, but we haven't really, meaning you know, everyone knows your company's green leads. You help companies get leads. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But why don't you tell us a little, Mike, a little bit more about what your company does and who are your ideal clients in case some of our listeners are good fits for you. And then, sure. Of course, we'll do your one tip at the end.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So we've been around 14 years and we do three things. We do appointment generation and we either outsource the SDR to the company to be kind of an extension of that firm, or we'll do appointment generation for larger firms with some brand on a per appointment basis. So cost per appointment. So we have trained outbound callers that experience people that we can be up and running in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Talk about speed, right? Content syndicated lead generation. That's really more of a marketer's where they're going to take those leads. You know, we can promote their content digitally, get people to download their marketing content, opt into being marketed to, and they're going to take those and put those into a Marketo system or Pardot system, whatever the marketing software is, to nurture them. So that's another part of our business. And the third part is that more lead generation via telemarketing, which is getting people to register for events, doing what's called ABM, account-based marketing, where we're doing a survey of a company to see if they meet the qualification criteria for a client, and also promoting some content via outbound calls. So those are the three parts of our business. And I said we.
What kind of product categories? What kind of?
Yeah, technology firms. You know, so technology firms from startup companies, mostly SaaS companies.
Yeah.
All the way up to a company like IBM, right? So that everybody in between is a, and you know, to your point here, I had a call yesterday with a client, and they said we have a 250 person inside sales team, SDR yeah. team. But we still need you, you know, to generate these appointments for us because they have a growth goal and they need help to really get to that goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is, I think, been an interesting dialogue in terms of thinking about insourcing and outsourcing. But before you go, what is your one tip that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, your audience is that training audience, and I really encourage people, if they haven't and investigated the technology out there to that can really enable and fast track and the training aspect of your company. There's so much out there in the training space that whether it's a platform like yours, Evan, or some of these recording technologies, but I think this new era of what are we in, Gen Z now? We talked about millennials, yeah. then Gen Z. They're all about, I mean, let's face it, they're all about online learning now too. So they're more of accustomed to it than my generation, right? So I think you gotta jump on that train and get there.
Good points. Mike, thank you for being a guest. I want to thank my audience for listening. And I want to thank my friends at the C-Suite, C-Suite Radio and TV, for being great sponsors of the show. And everyone have a great day. And again, Mike, thanks.
Training Unleashed is brought to you by Tortal Training, specializing in e-learning and interactive online training solutions for corporate, government, nonprofit, and franchise organizations. Tortle makes effective training easier. Just go to tortle.net to gain access to real-world tools that can make a difference. That's tortle.net, T-O-R-T-A-L, tortle.net.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.